Christmas Time in New Orleans is the new holiday album capturing the festive spirit and traditions of New Orleans. Roland Garin and Terrence Taplin, two members of the 18-piece ensemble, stopped by to talk about their experiences while recording the record. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how the NOLA Players came to be and how you decided to sign up for the project.
Well, Monica Fitzgibbons, she and her record label, Aim Higher Recordings, they had the idea to have a Christmas record, you know, with big band, with Christmas music. They wanted something a little bit more than just another Christmas record.
Just another Christmas record, right?
Just another Christmas record. I mean, so they got together and they thought about having, you know, folks from New Orleans play, mm-hmm. playing the music in a big band setting. And that's kind of the start of it. Mm-hmm. They got together with Jim Atwood to kind of bring people together as a musical director mm-hmm. or coordinator, I should say. They got Mike Esnant to actually do the arrangements of the songs.
Okay. All right. And Roland, you were the bassist, and Terrence, you played trombone, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Can you describe what the recording process was like?
Well, a lot of fun.
Yeah. The first thing we did was we laughed, and I think we had a little coffee, maybe ate a little something.
Just coffee?
Yeah. And we started rehearsing. We went over the songs. And from beat one, you know, actually from the go, you know, as like the Blind Boys of Alabama would say, let's take it from the go. It was just, it felt right. So, you know, everybody can read well, everybody can play well, because everybody really has a great time together. Mm-hmm. It just gelled.
And you mentioned a great time was had. There's a YouTube video about the making of the album, and both of you guys are in it. Let's talk about that natural brotherhood, the life that comes through music.
Well, the thing about music, especially jazz music, it's the ultimate democracy within form.
Mm-hmm. The universal language.
The universal language. Mm-hmm. So it's a brotherhood, and it's so fraternal because you have to come together and play things correctly. Roland and our great drummer, Jeff Clapp, you know, they have to be on one accord, and they have to be in a groove together. Mm-hmm. As well as all the other horns, we have to be in tune with one another. And, you know, it's a thing where you really have to be attuned to one another for the music to come out great.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically, you know, along with what Terrence said, it's about humanity and how we would like humanity to be in terms of, you know, anytime two or more people are together in a conversation or whatever like that, or a band or group or a team, it's a relationship.
Right.
So you need all the other things that apply. You need to be able to listen, but you also need to be able to express yourself in a common language of some sort.
Okay. So your faces have been gracing television across America, specifically on PBS. And that special is also called Christmas Time in New Orleans, which features Leah Chase and Wendell Pierce, amongst others. When did you guys record those performances?
Last year?
Well, no, it's earlier this year.
Earlier this year?
Yeah, we're still in the same...
That's right.
It's just been a long
year.
It's been a long... 2016.
Yeah,
it's been a long year.
It's been a long year. But that's coming to a close really soon. But why do you think viewers across America are interested in music and sights from New Orleans?
Well, because in music and in across the world, I guess all through society, because I teach a lot, too, and so does Terrence. And we, you know, a lot of folks are stepping away and have stepped away from group and togetherness. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things are about me and just me and what can I and all this self-centered thing. When they see us perform together and when they see us interact together, it's about us.
Right.
It's about togetherness, and that's contagious in a great way.
Also, you hit the Billboard charts, number 8 mm-hmm. on the seasonal charts. Are you surprised by the success of the album?
No.
No.
Of course not.
No.
You guys are NOLA Players.
Not surprised at all, but we just have a great group of players and a great bunch of guys who, you know, earlier we talked about how the rehearsals went and... You know, how we came together and when we saw each other for the first time, it was just all love.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a great thing. You know, when I saw Roland, I was like, oh, hey, man, how you doing?
Yep.
Oh, so you guys knew each other before?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Before I get you guys out of here, where can we send people to find out more about the album and more about the special airing on PBS?
You can check out aimhigherrecordings.com or NOLAPlayers.com.
NOLAPlayers.com.
Yes.
All right. Christmas Time in New Orleans is the new holiday album, capturing the festive spirit and traditions of New Orleans. So be sure to check that out. Gentlemen, thanks so much for stopping by on today.
Hey, thank you so very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
If you're from New Orleans and you're talking about music, there are a few family names that are sure to be mentioned. One is Batiste. Many of them have toured around the world spreading the music and culture of the city we love. One in particular is John Batiste, musician, educator, and bandleader on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He's here with us today to talk about his new Christmas album entitled Christmas with John Batiste.
Mama put a kettle on the stove top. Daddy put a log on the fire. My sister and me putting lights around the tree as we listen to the choir. Every year I think to myself, who I am and who can I help? And every year I think to myself, what really matters is what you do for someone else.
It's the time for the sleigh bells ringing. It's the time for the children.
John, welcome to the show.
Yes, indeed. Great to be here.
Well, we're so happy to have you. So, Christmas with John Batiste, what can we expect to hear, and what inspired you to do your first Christmas album?
I was inspired because the opportunity arose, and I had these ideas in my head for the last 5 or 6 years of Christmas music, Christmas remixes, and Christmas original songs. Amazon approached me and they said, you know, do you want to do a Christmas album? And I thought, well, perfect timing.
Let's talk about the collaborations on the album. How cool was it working with artists like Aloe Black and Judith Hill?
I love working with my friends, and both of them I've known for a while, and Aloe in particular, we've been collaborators writing songs for other people and writing songs for each other over the last 5 years. And Judith and I worked on a Spike Lee film together back in 2011. So it made it really easy because we have great chemistry together. And writing the songs, for instance, like Endless Love, which is the song on the album that I co-wrote with Aloe, and he's also singing on the song along with myself. We wrote that song and recorded the song in the same night.
Wow.
He came to the studio and I played him the chorus of the song, and then he heard that and we got together and finished the verses and performed it and recorded it, and that's what you hear on the album.
Okay. What other collaborations can we expect?
Oh, there's a great young violinist who signed to Michael Jordan's Jumpman company right now named Lee England Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He's the hip-hop violinist and he's incredible. He plays on Silent Night. And there is the group Infinity Song, which is a chorus of brothers and sisters. And they sing in New York City in the streets and on the subways, just like Stay Human, my band, did for a while. And they're really, really amazing. They sing like angels. They're singing on the tracks. And there's a chorus and a full string orchestra and a horn section. It's a really lush, rich Christmas celebration.
Now, I understand the album features a couple new arrangements of traditional holiday songs. Now, when a New Orleans boy tells me a new arrangement, I'm thinking some New Orleans flavor on it, right?
Oh, wow. Well, you know I got to put that filet on there. I mean, I've always going to have the New Orleans element in there. That's just a part of who I am.
Right.
You know, I moved to New York over 10 years ago, but I was born and raised in the city, and that's going to be the flavor of my music.
Yeah.
And it's always present, but particularly in the track God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, the one that actually features Judith Hill, who's the incredible vocalist we were mentioning earlier. She sings on that one, and it has the New Orleans Mardi Gras Indian tambourine mixed with a Rosetta Tharpe gospel blues influence with my own thing on the piano coming out of the James Booker, Dr. John, Professor Longhair lineage.
Yeah.
So that track is super funky,
yeah,
but it's obviously the familiar, you know, Good Tidings of Comfort and Joy. Everybody knows that song.
Yes, indeed. James Booker, actually one of my favorites. So I'm looking forward to sharing that one with the listening audience. You were recently acknowledged as an honoree for Forbes 30 Under 30, along with other talented musicians, including your good friend Troy Andrews, a.k.a. Trombone Shorty.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk briefly about the journey for you two, growing up together, attending NOCA together, and now both being globally celebrated musicians.
It's funny because we talked about that with each other when we were in high school and before high school. When we first got together, we were about 13, he was 14, and we started the band that is now Orleans Avenue, which is the band that he tours with. And that band, the first thing that we wanted to do, our objective for every show, the first thing we talked to each other about was, let's make this an experience. Let's make it a show. It's not just musicians playing, but we want to give people a show that anybody can enjoy, whether they are musicians or they're fans of music, or they're not even fans of live music. They just want to hear or see something new. And that's what we wanted to do. And we talked about going out and creating our own lane and representing the music of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, looking back, we're doing all the things that we talked about doing when we were in high school, when we were teenagers.
So your schedule seems very demanding. Not only are you an acclaimed musician and band leader for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, but you're also involved with the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. What role do you play as the artistic director at large?
I was a part of the museum since I was 20 years old because the instructor that I studied jazz history with at Juilliard when I was a student there was also the founder of the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. And from how well I did in his class, he figured that I would be a good person to go and teach at other colleges with him when he was a guest lecturer. So I would go and I would perform actually part of his lecture he would give to me. And then that's how I really started to connect with the museum. Once he saw that I was doing that and how committed I was to education at an early age, he then decided that I should be a part of the team that runs the museum. So what I did there for years and still to this day is create programming and bring in different artists, different guests, perform different things that are relative to what's being put up for exhibit in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Savory Collection is a collection of older recordings that discovered in the basement of an old disc jockey, and I'll perform a concert based on that collection. And it's amazing to even do panels where we're not even performing, but we're discussing the music and we're talking about how to listen to jazz or how to experience jazz for the first time. So it ranges from performance to educational, and it's for all ages.
Okay. Jean-Baptiste, what do you have planned this Christmas?
Oh, I'm just going home, being with my family for a while, maybe do a few different trips to some warmer locations while I have time off from the show, because we're off until the new year.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be relaxing. We've been really pushing it this year. It's been a very, very eventful year for us. So the team is taking a break until 2017.
Okay, so I have a few questions that I have to ask. The people are dying to know, where do you shop?
I actually get a lot of the stuff that I wear made. It's funny, when I didn't have any money, I would have to go and try to get some money to go to the thrift shop to buy some stuff, and
yeah,
I put stuff together, and I even started trying to get stuff made back then. But now that I finally got to a point where I can afford some of the things I want,
yeah, you're right,
people give me stuff for free, but I'm not even, I'm making the stuff now.
Yeah.
So it's funny how things turn, you know. I have brands that I like, but most of the stuff I wear on the show is stuff that I've gotten made.
That's nice. You know, I was watching the show. I was like, this is one fly brother.
Oh, well, you know, you got to represent. People see you before they hear you.
That's
so
right.
That's true. A representation of who you are.
That's true. And speaking of hearing you, can you educate me? What's a Hermana board? Am I saying that right?
That's it. That's it. That's that's the name that I gave to the instrument that I play. That it's kind of a mix between a harmonica and a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm blowing into it like a horn or a harmonica, but I'm playing it with my right hand like I'm playing the piano. So it's kind of a cool instrument that I can use to get around the audience and interact with people, and it has a really cool sound.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty cool instrument. I saw Stephen Colbert actually call it the face piano.
Yeah. There's several names for it, but there's not, I mean, some people call it the melodica, melody horn is another name. I mean, a lot of people have different names for it, but I think he was just making fun. It kind of sounds like this.
Wow, that's great that you have that on hand like that.
Yeah, I have it with me all the time. It's I have a case that I got made for it that is kind of like my merch. I carry all kind of stuff in there.
I know that you love New Orleans, right? But you spend so much time in New York because that's your workplace. Do you have the same love for New York that you have for New Orleans?
You know, it's different because it's not the same. I can't say that. But it's different for me here because a lot of my young adult life, when I went to Juilliard, I was 17. I graduated from St. Aug and NOCA, and then I came up here. And I spent a lot of my young adult life putting my band together and being on my own in New York. So I have a certain kind of feeling of being at home here, but it's not the same as when I'm back home in New Orleans. I think this is my work home, I would say. When I'm here, I feel creative, and I feel like this rush of energy and this creative buzz to kind of go out and collaborate and put things together. And when I'm back home in New Orleans, I feel more settled, like I'm just able to relax and reflect and be with family. So it's different things, you know. I feel like I have a second home here for sure.
John Batiste, thanks so much for your time and congrats on your accomplishments. Please tell our listeners where they can find your new Christmas album.
Oh, Christmas with John Batiste is the title, and you can find it on Amazon.com exclusively. If you want to get it digitally, you can go on Amazon Music, or if you want to order the hard copy, just go to Amazon. I mean, a lot of people are doing the Christmas shopping on Amazon, so you'll see it pop up.
Yeah. John Batiste, thanks so much, and happy holidays to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. See you.